When we don't know what to say, we look to the Word of God. And there's been some scriptures chosen, especially for this occasion, by the family. And I'm going to ask Sarah to come and read some portions from Psalm 139.
You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. For you have created inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you.
And sometimes when we don't know what to say and we read the Word of God, we know that there is a therapeutic ministry of music. Liz knew that. She was a wonderful musician. And she often spent some time with, a lot of time with Charles, and they would rehearse together and make music. One of the great things about music is what I call music born out of tragedy. And this piano solo that Charles is going to play is one of those pieces. The words were written by a minister by the name of Charles Spafford. And he had taken a trip from the United States over to England, and his wife and four daughters were to follow him. Well, in the trip, the ocean trip on the way over, there was a terrible sinking of the ship where Charles Spafford's wife and daughters were, and he lost them all. They perished in the ocean that day. And in the moments and days following, as Charles Spafford viewed that tragedy through his faith, he wrote these words: "It is well. Though Satan should buffet, though billows roll, whatever tragedy happens to me, I look to God. It is well. It is well with my soul."